It's not as if the Washington Supreme Court hasn't heard this case before, or at least one similar. 4 years ago, it was Senate Majority Leader Lisa Brown leading the charge to strike down the supermajority rule, but the High Court found Brown didn't have standing to bring the case. So now it's 12 House Democrats who are mostly new to the legislature. Last year, they tried to sunset a tax break for banks in order to free up some money for education. Here was Representative Lori Jenkins on the House floor.
Mr. Speaker, what is the number of votes required for final passage of substitute House Bill 2078?
The answer was a supermajority of the members, but supporters could only muster a simple majority. So the bill died, and the sponsors sued. At the Supreme Court, the question once again was whether these lawmakers have the standing to bring this case. State Solicitor General Maureen Hart, defending the supermajority rule, argued they do not. So one justice asked her, how could a case like this get brought before the court properly?
If the legislature simply passed, as it may, a tax increase on a simple majority vote, and that tax increase were challenged by someone subject to the tax.
But Representative Jenkins says to pass a tax hike on a simple majority vote and send it to the governor would be a violation of her oath of office.
Their argument is you have to pass a law that breaks the law, and then once you've passed a law that's broken a law and the governor signed the law that's broken a law, then someone that law applies to would sue over it, and that's how it comes to this court.
If the court decides the lawmakers have standing, the next question is whether the supermajority threshold is constitutional. Meanwhile, initiative activist Tim Iman is back before Washington voters again this year with another supermajority ballot measure. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.